This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. When's the last time you saw a pay phone? Apparently a lot of people still use them. Vice.com says phones across the country make about $286 million a year. $236 per year per phone. So there have got to be a few left somewhere. Sure haven't seen any in Southwest Michigan. One of my listeners, Dave, called in yesterday morning, reminded me that there's a pay phone at the county jail. Thanks, Dave. Little Debbie is running a social media campaign saying one of four select treats has to go forever. And they're asking us to choose which treat gets the boot. From Christmas tree cakes, nutty buddies, oatmeal cream pies, and honey buns. Well, I don't often eat them, but I would probably choose the Christmas tree cakes. Time for a few random facts. Days Inn, the hotel chain, didn't get its name because you're supposed to stay for days. It's named after its founder, Cecil B. Day. Billboards are banned in Vermont and have been since 1968. And a group of parrots is called a pandemonium. Did you know? Or do you care? We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul A. Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Stovetop Stuffing just launched a brand new product called Thanksgiving Dinner Pants. Yeah, stovetop. They've got a big expandable waistband, and basically they look like maternity pants. It's a real deal. Check them out, ThanksgivingDinnerPants.com. $20 with free shipping. And hurry, Thanksgiving's just a week away. All right, here are a few random ways men and women are different. Women's hearts beat 10 more times per minute. Men literally have thicker skin, about 4 millimeters thicker on their hands. Women blink almost twice as much as men do. And women have 40% more cells in the part of the brain that controls the sense of smell. On with Thanksgiving just a week out, know that men digest 20% faster than women, partly because women have smaller stomachs, so they have less stomach acid to break down the food. Now, tis the season. The man had first-degree burns to his face, singed his eyebrows and hair in Port Huron over the weekend, apparently smelled the odor of natural gas, and went to look for the source with a flame. Boom. He'll be all right. Daily Mail says people find the death of a pet as painful as divorce. They admit they get just as much joy from their dogs and cats as their significant others. Dog and cat owners reported more extreme pain at the loss of a pet than a bird, hamster, or fish. People wait an average of 14.3 months to replace a cat, 17.6 months to replace a dog after one's passed. And they say if they could bring back a dead pet, a third said they'd give up a dream job. 40% say they'd pass on a free trip around the world. Yeah, that'd be me. I'll blubber like a baby when my furry friends pass. Hopefully not for a long time. Long time. Princeton Review is out with their yearly list of top party schools in America. And there's a new champion, Tulane University in New Orleans, Louisiana. Number one, rising 8 spots from last year to knock out last year's winner, the University of Wisconsin. UW has fallen to number 5 this year, right behind Syracuse, Bucknell, West Virginia University, and Tulane. Doesn't say where Michigan or Michigan State fall on the list. The fact that they're not there is a good thing. Finally, with the Great American Smokeout happening tomorrow, there's a new study out saying just one puff on an e-cigarette could increase your chance of suffering a heart attack. Researchers find that vaping could be messing with your arteries, not allowing them to open up as wide as they need to be. When your arteries shrink, it puts strain on your heart. Kaboom! Good luck if you're trying to quit tomorrow. I'm a quitter 32 years this year. Got an email from Heather Van Leedingham telling me about the second annual Holiday Craft and Vendor Show at First Baptist Church in South Haven. It's this Saturday from 9 until 3. Over 60 local vendors and crafters joining in this year. There's a non-perishable food drive. The food will be used to help put meal baskets together for families in need. Girl Scouts will be selling baked goods. The Cancer Society Relay for Life selling angel ornaments. And the Bangor Queens Committee will be doing gift wrapping by donation. The second annual Holiday Craft and Vendor Show this Saturday, the 18th, 9 to 3, First Baptist Church on 76th Street in South Haven. Thanks to Heather for letting us know. Knucklehead news out of Tennessee, where a woman was involved in a police chase this summer after her boyfriend stole a car. So she called 911, but only to try to get reward money for turning him in. The guy was arrested a few months ago, and she was just arrested for harboring a fugitive and hindering arrest. Not likely that couple is still together. The Daily Buzz. If you see something I need to buzz about, please send it to me, Paul, at WCSY.com. My email, fax 637-2675. At SuperHitsPaul is my Twitter handle. You can also leave me a message on Facebook. Cut out articles or print them off and send them or drop them here at the station, 11637 M140 in South Haven. You can snail mail to that same address across the street from McFadden's on M140 in South Haven. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift, and that's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.